We have some gumbo. We have some. Oh, and across the bow from here, the desert bow, they have the holy woods. It's named the holy woods. It's all the land up there is black gumbo. And it wasn't named the holy woods for religious reasons. It was named because there were so many holes in it you couldn't get through it any time of year.
Oh, that's great. That's funny. Well, let me get back to the houses again. I got off my track here. Now, you said that I believe in the living room you had a fireplace.
We had a fireplace in the living room and a wood stove in the dining room, heater.
Well, now, what would the smoke go out of the house through?
Through the chimney.
Now, what about for the fireplace or the wood stove, either one? How would
we had the chimney to the fireplace was separate.
I see.
And we had the mantle over the fireplace. And
now, did you have that open area?
We had the hearth and the open fire. Mm-hmm. And we had andirons
is that what y'all call
them? Uh-huh. We called them andirons for the logs.
Well, what did you have and, for that big log that would sit in the fireplace? What did y'all call that?
The back log.
The back log. Uh-huh. And what about the little wood to start the fire?
We had the kindling, and we got our kindling from down at the veneer mill.
Oh, you did?
And it came in bundles for 25 cents a bundle.
Oh.
And the veneer mill was just two blocks from our home. Mm-hmm. And we'd take our little wagons and go down and buy 50 cents worth of kindling. Oh. And pull it home in our little wagons.
Oh, your little wagon.
A little red wagons, and we would have to break it. It was about 3 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And in little strips, and we would have to break our kindling every night before we went to bed so Papa would have it to build our fire with the next morning.
Oh.
And we had to get our kindling in. That was our first job. The smallest child got the kindling.
Got the kindling in.
And then as we got older, I never could understand Mama's reasoning. A lady didn't milk a cow. A lady didn't work in the garden and do garden work, but a lady could bring in all the wood she wanted.
You could just go and bring it in by the arm.
We would load it in the wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh.
And haul it to the back porch, and on Saturday we had good enough wood in for the week. Mm-hmm. And we kept the heat from downstairs would heat the upstairs. It wasn't, our house never was cold. We never did wake up with ice.
Mm-hmm.
It was, some people did.
Mm-hmm.
And some people had, they were cold. But our house was warm enough with the fires downstairs, took the chill off the upstairs.
When you would have to clean out the fireplace or the wood stove or whatever, what would you have to clean out of it?
Well, we'd clean the ashes, and we had a coal scuttle that we would carry out the ashes out.
Uh-huh.
And we filled up the chicken holes where the chickens had scratched the holes with the ashes to keep the yard level. And,
well, what about the black stuff?
The soot?
Yeah, did you have to clean
that? No. I never did remember cleaning the soot out of the chimneys or anything, but one time the chimney swifts built a nest in the fireplace, and Mother was going to drive them out she was going to build a fire and drive them out. And she, put some paper and kindling in the fireplace and built the fire, and the chimney swifts all started flopping their wings at the same time.
Oh, no.
And they fell down through the living room and got the soot all over the house.
Oh, that was an
awful mess. And on Christmas, John would go out and get a Christmas tree from the floor to the ceiling. And we decorated our Christmas tree with popcorn balls. I mean, strong popcorn and cranberries and candles.
Oh.
And we didn't light the candles but very few minutes because of the fire hazard and cedar.
Oh.
And but we did have the big Christmas trees, and we celebrated Christmas and Thanksgiving were our main days.
Mm-hmm.
And on our birthdays, we always had a birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
And we had parties. And Mother would play the piano and march. The children, we would march around the table and sing. And she would march us up and down the halls and through the living room, dining room, kitchen, singing. And she knew all the games, like, what is it that you hang a